The Guardian.
There's been a huge influx of refugees from South Ossetia to Vladikavkaz. About 22,000 people, Russians say. They've been flowing into Vladikavkaz. They've been put into buses and sent to other Russian regions to stay in hotels and sanatoria. And, of course, many of them have terrible horror stories about what's happened to them in South Ossetia before and while they were fleeing there. Homes and villages coming under attack from Grad missiles, people hiding in basements without food and water, hospitals and being destroyed, and then a long and very dangerous journey through the mountains under sniper fire to get through the 4-kilometer rocky tunnel and into Russia to safety.
Do you know the numbers of people who set off on that journey and the numbers of people who made it?
I think, to be honest, that once people have set out, most of them have managed to get here, although they have come under fire from snipers on the way. The huge amount of fatalities and injuries will have come when there were bombardment from Georgian artillery and missiles in the first days of the conflict, and especially after they began to storm Skhinvali, the South Ossetian capital, late on Thursday evening.
And how are the authorities in North Ossetia coping with this influx of refugees? Can they cope?
Well, there has been a big effort. There's been several emergencies ministry aeroplanes sent from Moscow with doctors and psychologists. There are field hospitals that have been set up near the border and refugee camps. North Ossetia, the people here are also Ossetians. They see the South Ossetians as their brothers. Many people have relatives there, so there are many refugees staying with families in local hotels, and all of this is being provided free by the Russian state. So obviously it's a huge amount for North Ossetia to cope with, but so far it seems that the Russians are coping.
And as I understand it, there's set to be a movement in the opposite direction with volunteer fighters from North Ossetia joining their comrades in South Ossetia.
That's quite right, yes, indeed. Yeah, there are volunteer fighters here signing up and being loaded into minibuses and cars to go and fight in Georgia alongside the Russian army, alongside regular troops. These are irregulars, many of them are Ossetian men who have relatives or friends in South Ossetia. The men who've gone through obligatory Russian military service and know how to use weapons, and they're desperate to go and help their brothers there and fight against Georgia, and they're doing that in quite large numbers, and they're also being joined by other comrade nations in the North Caucasus, like Cossacks and Chechens and Dagestanis and so on.
We've been talking about the refugees in North Ossetia, which is where you are, Tom. What about those left behind? How are they coping?
Well, from what the refugees here say, who have managed to reach their relatives by mobile phone there, which is actually very difficult, but those that have got through say that the situation is dire, that there's very little food and water, there's no gas and electricity. Large parts of Skhinvali, the capital city, have been utterly destroyed, and people are in a desperate situation, and it's not clear where many of them are. Many of the refugees here have no idea where their relatives are, and there is, I think, a trickle of help, of humanitarian help getting through, but most of it is concentrated on the refugees who've managed to get to Russia at the moment.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.